Hello everybody, here I am in Jersey. No, not New Jersey, I'm on the island of Jersey, in the Channel Isles, a crown dependency of the United Kingdom. It's not part of the United Kingdom. I know a woman who's now a deputy ambassador of the United Kingdom, and even she got that wrong. So behind me is the States, as in the Parliament of Jersey, and the deputies go in this door, and there's the civil service building over this side. Okay, attached to it. So this is the main square, St. Helier, which is the capital of the island. So Jersey's got about 100,000 people, and roughly half of them live in the town St. Helier. So methinks there's a flat tax of 20%, so very wealthy people are attracted to here. I only recently discovered that British citizens do not have a right of residence here. They have to be offered a job here or prove they make over £1.25 million. Okay, look at the coat of arms, Dieu et mon droit, God and my right. Now there's the Gerriers language, which is a dialect of French, but very few people speak it, and very few people speak French as their first language. Apparently, if you go back a century, French was the principal language. And in the early 20th century, there were some Gerriers people who couldn't speak English at all, but that's gone, and some of them can't speak French at all these days. So we're about 10 miles off the coast of Normandy, but the ferry is to Saint-Malo. So Normandy is just north of here. That peninsula of Normandy that sticks out is a bit south of here. So there you're seeing more of the square, more of the dimensions of the square. So take you around the main square. So the flag is a saltire, sort of red X in a white field. It's almost the same as St. Patrick's Cross, you know, the flag of the Kingdom of Ireland. I remember being very excited on the old London County Council seeing that flag and thinking it was for us. But it's for Jersey, and then they've got this some more symbol above it. Oh, here's an example of it furled. So they've got a significant Portuguese community, have done for almost 50 years, and Polish community, Romanian community, they're Kenyans who are working here and so forth. And obviously some of these people are British citizens these days, so their flag will say blah, 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 United Kingdom below Bailiwick of Jersey. So Bailiwick, as in this is a political entity. Channel Isles, or Channel Islands, is a geographical expression, it's not a political one. Look at Pickwick House, former police station. All right. And then show you, this is a private members club up here. And way up top there's a coat of arms of the Three Lions Passant. And I heard, certainly in the old days, the British National Anthem, they would sing God Save Our Duke, the Queen, because Lady Elizabeth II, she ruled Jersey in her capacity as Duchess of Normandy, a title I don't think they actually use, but not God Save Our Duchess, the Queen. They were still saying Duke, the Queen, and so on. So there we go. Okay, so that's more of the States building. And they're deputies, and there's some people of another title, I can't remember what it is. They represent the parishes, and they obviously have a number of representatives in accordance with the population of the parish. Okay, and this is the court building, this end of the building. And when you purchase a property, it's actually mentioned in court. And customarily, they go across to a pub called the Cock and Bottle, where they have a drink to celebrate the occasion. Right, so anything else about it? So because there's so few people, there are not that many properties. It's quite a pricey place to live. Okay, and then look here. Bailiff of Jersey in the 50s and 60s. Right, and there's a chief minister, I got that right, as the political leader of Jersey. Right, and so this is memorial plaques to various people. The Royal Coat of Arms, they were on the former Royal Court building here in the 18th century. Well, I didn't know that. I haven't been since I was four, but surprisingly, nobody seems to recognise me. So the key strategic position here in the English Channel, and the old days, relations between the United Kingdom and France were anything but cordial, are prior to the United Kingdom, or prior to Great Britain even, England. And then you look here, so there's some statue, what is it, of George II in a sort of guise of a Roman emperor. He's got two left feet, if you look very carefully. Whoever was cast in the metal accident did two left feet, they stuck them on. A bit difficult to tell from that angle. And behind it is the Cock and Bottle. So France attacked, and the French landed in 1781, during the time of the American Revolution, so the war between the United Kingdom and France. Obviously, we in Ireland were on the side of our kith and kin of the United Kingdom, weren't part of the UK at the time. But the French even got this far, but they were beaten off. And you see this pub here, the Cock and Bottle. What a rude name. Producing a lot of schoolboy sniggers. Right. There we go. So it's quite a low-rise area, but I like the historic, characterful, vernacular Gerrier's architecture. Very old-world place. I find that very pleasing, don't you? And there is a sort of more modern financial district area, which is a bit banal. Could be anywhere. And look, here's the Pearson, this pub here. Is named in honour of a local hero, because 1781, that 6th of January when there was invasion, that's when the local doctor, Major Pearson, was killed fighting near there. Okay, and there are bullet holes in the wall above it, which from that they're filled in. I don't know if you can make any of them out. It's a bit difficult showing it. It's too bright on the screen. I could see with the naked eye in the Pearson, the wall above. I've never seen Pearson spelt like that before. Spelling wasn't standardised. There you can see that Major Pearson, who was a medical man, who was slain at the battle. So the French actually landed, but the invaders were beaten off. All right. Ah, and there you can see the flag of Jersey. You see it flying with the three yellow lions on a red field above the middle point of the X, and then they've got the crown above that. So here's a pedestrian street. This is the main drag. And you can tell from some of the brands, it's quite a prosperous place. And I saw some of the properties for sale in the window. Which am I going to purchase myself? Look down here. This old nonconformist chapel. And up there, a house for 10 million quid. Is anyone going to make me a loan? All right. So this being Saturday afternoon, is the busiest time of week you're going shopping. There is a football team. They compete in English Division 2. Okay. Your compulsory Turkish barbers and the very garishly gold chairs. There was a pub along here which only takes cash. Must be the last one in the world. You know, I said it was for prosperous people, but then again, there is a shoe zone. You know, I used to buy trainers there for 5 quid, and they'd last 5 weeks. But because obviously not everybody's well off here, there is a homeless shelter. Right, and so you can get the ferry to Saint-Malo in France, even though I think that's not the nearest as the crow flies. Look, HSBC, formerly, what was it called? Midland Bank. And then Barclays Bank certainly used to be headquarters here at St. Helier for tax advantages. What else is here? I had that Roman Abramovich had some of his companies based here. Right. So they rely on the United Kingdom for Defence and Foreign Affairs. I remember a Gerrier telling me, yes, but the UK is useless at defending us, because in the Second World War, the fateful decision was taken to abandon Jersey. It was indefensible, and they would have lost several thousand men, and they wouldn't even have held the islands. So military-age males had to leave, whether military or not, go to the United Kingdom, fight on, or somehow help the war industries. So the island is about 9 miles by 10. The railway line was closed in the 1930s. So there was almost no resistance. Certainly no German soldiers were killed here. It was considered a very desirable station by the Germans because it was idyllic. They were by the sea. They were at peace. Some of the women were pliant, even some of the married ones. And there were food shortages in 1944 when they cut off from France. Couldn't get it in. It wasn't self-sufficient for food. And there were a few young men to do the fishing. I'm not sure they'd be allowed to, for fear they'd sail to the United Kingdom or something. So that was very terrible. And by having an affair with a German soldier was one of the few ways to survive. And then came the liberation, because Germany surrendered the 9th of May, and the last of these islands in German hands didn't surrender for some time. And when the Allies landed on Normandy, they didn't bother trying to liberate the islands. It was a distraction. It would be a waste of soldiers. The islands would surrender soon enough. Actually, they held out after the official German surrender. They had to be going in form to surrender, but that was it. There's a book about it, The Model Occupation. Right, so that is enough a little bit about Jersey. Don't know that much about it. Only been here a few hours, I mean, since my last trip, okay? And here's Coffee Republic. I'm not sure if they have a Cafe Nero. I'm a real sucker for a loyalty card. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate in PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And I suppose I better learn Gerrier.